Now, around this time, every single week here on Weekend Brekkie, we like to do something we call Swimming Upstream, where we take a look at some of the best hidden gems amongst our streaming services, make sure we have some bingeable content for our week ahead. I'm joined in the studio right now by two of our wonderful producers, Mitch and Ryan. Gentlemen, good morning.
Morning, Jess.
How are we?
Pretty good.
Yeah? Thanks. All good? Happy days? Now, Ryan, you've got something interesting for us this week that I'm very excited to hear about.
I stumbled across a great little Aussie comedy on 10play called How to Stay Married.
I've heard of this.
So really catchy title. Not that I'm married, but I've got friends that probably could use this advice. But it's not a self-help show. It's a comedy, as I said.
Yeah.
So it's got Lisa McCune in it.
Love her.
And Peter Hellier.
I think he wrote it, didn't he?
He did. He's the brains behind it all. And basically, it's kind of a spin-off. In 2013, the ABC had this anthology comedy series called It's a Date.
Okay.
And they were a couple on that in one of the episodes.
All
that
right.
Were out at dinner, I think, or something. I never actually saw it. But this is now an 8-episode series.
Yeah.
Half an hour. And basically, yeah, it's about Greg and Em, a couple probably about 15 years into their marriage. He's really sort of unhappy in this government job at Birth, Deaths and Marriages. She's been at home with her kids. And she decides one day in the opening episode that she wants to go back to work.
Good on her.
He sort of has an incident at work and the roles flip.
Okay, so he's now stay-at-home dad.
Yeah.
She's the breadwinner.
She's become the breadwinner.
Mm.
But it's the strength in this show is really in the characters and the acting as well.
Like, okay.
It's a basic premise, but it's kind of like a family comedy, but the kids are hilarious. You've got sort of this really cute little young one that talks, you know, awkwardly, and then the older, smart one that challenges the parents all the time. Lisa McCune's sort
older, smart one sounds like my household. Yeah. I am the older, smart one.
All right. So, all right. That's a good point. The other thing I think, the other reason I think this is good is because it's really relatable. Like, you'll see yourself in one of the characters. I mean, whether you're a bit angsty with your job or,
okay,
you know, wanting to sort of do something different, it's really relatable. And yeah, it's kind of funny.
It's on 10play.
Yeah, it's on 10play. There's a great cast as well outside Lisa and Peter. And yeah, the pilot episode I thought was really funny.
I feel like we need a new good Australian comedy.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah. We've had some really good ones in the past, and I feel like we've hit a bit of a lull.
Yeah, and especially on commercial TV.
Mm.
It's good to see Peter Hellier doing some more stuff.
I enjoy
that guy.
I do enjoy him. Mm-hmm. And I think he has done wonders for Christopher Pine's political career. in his kind of labelling him as Christopher Pan,
yeah.
I think he has legitimately saved that man's political career and done wonders
for
it. I
hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah,
right.
I think that's really the only reason people pretend they like Christopher Pine is because they're like, oh, yeah, it's Christopher Pan.
Fantastic.
And didn't he spearhead someone's Logie campaign as well, Grant Denyer's Logie campaign?
Yeah, I think I do remember hearing about that.
Yeah. We do love Pete Hellier. He's a national treasure.
He is.
He's a national treasure. Now, you've been watching something too this week, Mitch.
Oh, yeah. I've been watching the second season of The Deuce.
Okay.
Which is the new HBO series out by David Simon of The Wire fame.
Oh.
If you ever got into that.
Not popular
television show
community radio network.
No.
News and current affairs
nothing
show.
Nothing to do with 2SER.
Good cross promotion, guys.
Yeah. It's on every night.
Check out The Wire.
Yeah. Yeah. What time?
6 o'clock.
Great.
So The Wire, less popular, less successful television show.
Yes. Yes. So The Deuce is really interesting. It's set in the 70s. You got a little bit of Maggie Gyllenhaal in this one.
Yeah, and is Jake Gyllenhaal in it too?
No. But James Franco is, and he plays twins. He plays two characters.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, really
interesting. I love James Franco.
Me too.
Bit of a creep, apparently, in real life, but I do like
just
him.
Just a weirdo.
Yeah,
just.
I like Maggie Gyllenhaal too. I think she kills it in this.
Yeah, she's unreal. So it's essentially about the rise of the porn industry in the 1970s.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Really interesting stuff. So it starts from, if you've ever watched The Wire, it goes through all elements of society. So it goes from the very bottom to the very top.
Mm-hmm.
Similar with this. So you have all the pimps and the prostitutes on the street doing their thing. And then it goes all the way up through the police and to the politics of it all and how the mob was involved. And and just how New York sort of changed during the 70s. So,
what kind of a character does Maggie Gyllenhaal play?
She's a prostitute originally.
She's a sex worker. Wow.
But
okay.
Then she sort of starts leveling up to a certain degree, and she becomes a filmmaker. So she ends up entering into the porn industry as it starts gaining sort of popularity and mainstream appeal.
I feel like the 70s was like a golden era for pornography as well.
Absolutely. Well, that's when like Deep Throat came out, and it sort of, because at the time it was...
Is that a movie? Or yeah, no,
you guys don't know about Deep Throat?
Nope.
All right.
That's okay. That's for another time. That's not for 8:30 on a Sunday morning.
No, this was actually, it's a code name, so it was an FBI thing. Doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
Right. Nothing to do with...
No, that makes a difference.
We were talking about porn. Good okay. point. Solid point.
Yeah.
No, so this... my bad. Sorry, morning listeners.
Yeah.
No, this is a very interesting time. Yeah, Maggie...
So where do we see this?
You can see it on HBO Go,
I suppose. Okay, cool. Yeah.
I think it's all out now. The second season just wrapped up. If you're into the aesthetics of the 1970s, the costumes and just the music and... So it goes through that as well. It goes through the rise
Amazing.
Of the punk scene as well.
So cool. This seems like a fun one to watch.
Are there
unreal.
A lot of porn star Mo's in it, or is that later?
The moustaches are incredible.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. James Franco even rocks some good moustaches.
Really? Yeah, there we go. Now, very quickly before we wrap this up, I have started watching something this week that is very different to both of the things you have mentioned. Now, Netflix. This is not really a hidden gem. It's been quite well publicized, but I want to talk about it anyway. Netflix has just released a new documentary series. It is called Dogs. Now.
Okay.
Now. I
What's
love.
It about?
I know, right?
Cats.
Yeah. So everyone who knows me or listens to the show knows I'm a huge dog fan. Huge. So I was feeling a little bit vulnerable, a little bit emotional on Wednesday night. I grabbed my dog and I said, well, sit down, we're going to watch this. And it's this series about just the ways in which dogs make our lives amazing and beautiful and how pure and incredible they are. So every episode focuses on a different story. I've only gotten through the first two episodes. They're quite long. They go for like an hour each.
Yeah.
First episode is about medical assistance dogs and emotional support dogs.
Dude.
And it follows this family who's got this kid who's epileptic, and she gets this dog, and it's like this emotional roller coaster because the dog isn't allowed to like be a family pet, and the little sister is really upset, and it's like this whole thing. And this and then there's another kid, and its mother is like, this kid's mother, this kid has, it was born missing like parts of its spine. This kid doesn't, has some spinal condition. So she's very short and she doesn't have great balance.
Right.
So the dog is to like help her balance. And her mother was like, look, being a kid with a disability can be really lonely. And I didn't want my kid to be the kid with the disability. I wanted my kid to be the kid with the dog and how cool that dog is. And I'm like, beautiful parenting moment. And so I got through that one tear free. Because I was like, this is just a very heartwarming story and I feel good about myself.
Mm-hmm.
Episode two, ladies and gentlemen, strap in. It is about this guy who flees the Syrian conflict because he doesn't want to be drafted into the military, and he has to leave his dog behind with his mate, who then has to stay in Syria to look after the dog and can't escape.
Oh my goodness.
And it's about this journey of getting the dog to Germany, where this guy has reestablished his life, and it's all the trials and tribulations that go with relocating this dog.
Wow.
And he loves this dog and he FaceTimes with it like every day. And by the end of this episode, I was a blubbering mess. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
It is really beautiful. The next episode is about dogs and fishing in ice or something along those lines.
Okay, cool.
Haven't watched that, but really excited. But yeah.
This sounds really good. This sounds like really
well
put together.
It's a really beautifully shot show as well.
Yeah.
And it's very heartwarming and it makes you feel really good. And who doesn't love dogs? If you don't
trust people who don't.
Right?
No.
I don't trust people who don't like animals. I don't like people who don't like dogs. So I sat down with Polly, my dog, and I went, sit, we're going to educate ourselves about the really good dogs in the world.
Yeah.
And I just...
You need to be more like them.
she's beautiful. I just held her and I sobbed. What she kept thinking about? I'm like, I would never leave you in this conflict. And, it was just really beautiful. Anyway, that's on Netflix.
Such a, like, simple premise, but it makes you wonder, why hasn't this been done before?
Right. But... And it's really gorgeous. It's really
great
gorgeous.
Great storytelling.
I think there's, like, six episodes.
Yeah.
It's... One to
cool.
sit down
and check
and
that out.
It's Netflix. It's Netflix. So they're all there. It's like one of those big like releases where they just give you the whole season. You don't have to wait. Do you have to wait week for week with the juice? Or no, it's all there.
Nah, HBO, you have to wait week to week still. And it's worth the wait, guys.
Yeah. And then we're waiting week for week as well.
Yeah, I think there's three episodes that you can like
watch
binge one
on
after the
10
other.
Play
but then from
with
there,
How to
then
Stay
on,
Married.
Yeah.
What a mixed bunch.
Yeah.
So watch The Deuce.
Do it.
And then have a giggle with How to Stay Married. Mm-hmm. And then just settle in for a good hot chocolate night crying and looking at dogs.
You've got every mood covered.